Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Beverly Fontenot?
Speaking.
I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African-American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
52.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number, from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
The same.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Probably a Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Not very strong.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Just somewhat. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? I have a short list. The first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or the last four, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the grown people, reducing crime, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, or the last one, protecting abortion rights. I know all are important, but the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on?
Protecting the border and inflation.
Okay. Thank you. Just let me find the fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, okay? And I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Probably about 50.
50. Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general, from 0 to 100?
Probably about a 30.
30. Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
I have no opinion of her.
No opinion? Okay. Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 100?
Probably about a 20.
20. Cornel West, from 0 to 100?
I have no opinion of him.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
Maybe about a 40.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general?
About a 20.
And the last one, Tim Scott. How would you rate Tim Scott?
Oh, he's probably about a 20.
20, okay. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom will you vote? If you're undecided, please let me know.
Undecided.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Quite a lot, yeah.
A lot? Okay. And
yeah.
What you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them?
Neither, huh?
If you have to choose, maybe somewhat favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and what, on a few words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you somewhat more favorable towards the Biden administration?
His student loan forgiveness.
Okay. Okay. And what have you recently read, seen, or heard about anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. And, okay, give me 1 second, please. Just some, okay? And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Much less or somewhat more unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
And again, on a few words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
The criminal, huh?
Okay. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? I have a short list. Again, I know all are important, but you may choose two. I have Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or the last one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom?
Crime.
Okay. And just let me find the rising crime and violence, okay? And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. Thank you so much for your patience and for your participation. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. And do you think Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or Trump much better dealing with that issue?
What's the issue? The Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Is Biden much better? Biden somewhat better? Trump somewhat better? Or Trump much better dealing with that issue?
Biden somewhat better.
Somewhat better. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Biden or Trump?
Probably Biden.
And somewhat better or much
somewhat,
better?
Somewhat better.
Okay. The last four issues. Fixing the immigration system.
Oh, Trump, much better.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Trump, much better.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Trump, somewhat.
Somewhat. And the last one, rising crime and violence.
I would say
Biden Trump somewhat, or Trump somewhat better, okay? Generally speaking, yes, correct. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
Neither, so I say somewhat less.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict? I strongly agree, somewhat agree.
I agree.
Somewhat
agree. Strongly agree.
Strongly, okay?
Strongly agree.
And we're almost done. We're at 90% now. Thank you again for your help. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatively to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Strongly agree,
strongly
agree.
Strongly disagree.
And how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all? Hello?
Hello, not often.
No, okay, thank you. From which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, or other?
Either one. Try Twitter.
Okay. And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only, can you please tell us what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
A master's degree.
Thank you. And are you married and married and living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Twice a week.
And thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
Thinking about the neighborhood you live in, about half?
Yeah, half.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, rural? Okay, and were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Have a good.
Thank you. Bye.